Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Your price is too high. You're killing me here. You know, it's really not the right time for us. We've decided to stay with our current supplier. Sound familiar? Yeah, they're typical objections that all salespeople face. Every day, maybe every week or every month. And my question to you as a sales leader is your team afraid of objections? Do they act like they've never heard them before? Are they treating them like combat instead of conversations? If so, we need to reframe the way we feel about objections. In fact, I would like to suggest that you don't ever use that term at all. Don't think about them as objections. Think about them as questions or conversation starters. When your team thinks about them as objections, they think combat. When they think about them as conversations, they think about them as dialogue. You know, the very best sales teams we work with love hearing these questions or quote unquote objections because they say to themselves, wow, this gives me a chance to keep the dialogue going. You know, if the prospect is talking, I can move them closer to a sale. When they stop talking to me, that's when I know that it's over. We can also reframe by saying we're moving towards the sale when the client is objecting or asking questions. If they weren't interested, they'd be disengaged or disengaging. And finally, the last piece of reframing is this simple advice. You have heard all those objections before. If you've been in sales for longer than 6 months, maybe even longer than a month, you've heard every single objection or question that is ever going to be asked of you. And so you're prepared. There's no reason to fear these objections. Think about them as questions. Start dialogues. Have conversations. And remember that as long as the prospect is speaking with you, you have the chance to reframe, add value, and close the sale. The biggest thing you should be afraid of is when they disengage. Stop talking, stop returning your emails, or stop returning your phone calls. Because then you know you have a lost deal.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.